WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, awesome humans. Welcome back to Unfollowed. How to break the algorithm and rewire your brain for focus. I'm your host, Nova Lane, and let me tell you, today's episode is hitting close to home. We're diving deep into something we all need a little more of self-compassion. Ever feel like that inner critic is on overdrive? You know, the one that whispers or sometimes shouts all those not-so-nice things about your mistakes, your failures, even your perfectly imperfect moments. Yeah, we've all been there. But guess what? It's time to hit the mute button on that negativity and crank up the self-love. Listen, I get it. In today's world, we're constantly bombarded with messages telling us to be better, do more, achieve faster. It's exhausting. And often, that pressure spills over into how we treat ourselves. We become our own worst enemies, nitpicking every flaw and beating ourselves up for not measuring up to some arbitrary standard. But here's the truth. Striving for perfection is a recipe for burnout and unhappiness. So, how do we flip the script? How do we learn to be kinder to ourselves, even when things get tough? Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started on your self-compassion journey. 1. Recognize your inner critic. The first step is acknowledging that negative voice. It's not always easy, but once you start paying attention, you can begin to understand its patterns and triggers. You might notice it pops up when you make a mistake, when you feel insecure, or even when you're simply feeling stressed. Recognizing this inner critic is like shining a light on the shadows. It helps us see them for what they are. Just thoughts, not facts. 2. Treat yourself like a friend. Think about how you'd talk to a friend who was going through a tough time. Would you be critical and judgmental? Or would you offer words of support and encouragement? We deserve the same kindness and understanding we give to those we love. So next time your inner critic starts to chime in, imagine a supportive friend by your side offering words of comfort. Hey, they might say it's okay to make mistakes, we all do. They practice mindfulness. Being present in the moment can help you detach from those negative thoughts and feelings. Pay attention to your breath, your body sensations, and the world around you. This simple act of mindfulness can create a space of calm and acceptance. It's like hitting the pause button on that endless loop of self-criticism. 4. Embrace imperfection. Let's face it, perfection is an illusion. Striving for it only sets us up for disappointment. Instead, embrace your imperfections, they make you unique. Celebrate your strengths and acknowledge your weaknesses with kindness. Remember, it's not about being perfect, it's about being authentically you. 5. Celebrate your progress. Give yourself credit for the small wins. Did you finally tackle that project you've been putting off? Did you resist the urge to scroll through social media and instead spend time doing something you enjoy? These are all victories worth celebrating. Let me share a real-world example with you. Imagine this. You're giving a presentation at work, and you stumble over your words. You feel that familiar heat of embarrassment creeping in, and your inner critic starts whispering things like, "You're so clumsy," or "Everyone thinks you're incompetent." But hold on. Instead of letting those negative thoughts take over, what if you treated yourself with a little compassion? Maybe you could silently say to yourself, "It's okay, everyone makes mistakes, I'm still learning and growing." Or, "This doesn't define me as a person, I can learn from this experience and do better next time." See the difference? By shifting your perspective, you can turn a potentially embarrassing moment into an opportunity for growth and self-acceptance. Alright, amazing listeners, let's recap. We talked about recognizing our inner critic, treating ourselves with kindness, practicing mindfulness, embracing imperfection, and celebrating our progress. Remember, self-compassion isn't a sign of weakness, it's a superpower. It helps us navigate the challenges of life with grace, resilience, and a whole lot of love. Now, I want to hear from you. How do you practice self-compassion in your daily life? Share your thoughts and stories on social media using #unfollowedpodcast. And don't forget to subscribe for daily doses of inspiration and actionable advice. Until next time, keep shining bright and be kind to yourselves.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.